Hi everyone, Zen Master Pikachu was going to lead today's session. One of my favorite meditations is simply to give Pikachu a massage. He's a bit of a hyperactive fella by nature. And if you get it right, if you massage him, and he's in the right mood, he falls into this deepest blissed out state. It's quite something to experience. So today we are going to be working with the sacral chakra, which is the chakra that most closely relates to your physical form, your body, your human body. And our meditation today is going to be just a little bit different. Pikachu needs to go. All right. Well, he's not doing meditating today. So our meditation is going to be just a little bit different because we are going to start from our base chakra and work up. So, as always, please, he's back with his bone. We have to concede to the Pikachu's will. Okay, so what we're going to be doing, as always, is begin with your spine straight and drop yourself into your body, please. Really arrive in your body. Feel what your body feels like. Feel from the soles of your feet. Feel all the way up. Be in your body. Be in your body with love, with compassion. Be your body. And as you find yourself arriving in your body, you can also start with your beautiful deep pranic breathing. Want you to see if you can breathe this pranic energy right the way down to your base chakra. It's quite a thing. Breathing air into your lungs and drawing prana all the way down to your base. And as you do, you can allow your base chakra to begin to open. And sometimes it helps for those who are more visually orientated to visualize the opening of the chakra. And you can imagine something like a rosebud. And it opens and opens and opens. There are these concentric layers of petals, and it just opens and opens and opens. And you can imagine your base chakra opening in this manner. And as your base chakra opens, so you send that tap root from your base chakra, you send that down into Mother Earth, and you root yourself. You can, if you like, also have little root hairs coming out of your feet down into Mother Earth. As you find yourself becoming rooted, so you become aware once again of this energetic pathway to which I referred in our last session. It runs more or less where your spine is. The path of the Kundalini energy, the Kundalini rises along this path. And you connect your base chakra to your sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is below your belly button, but between your belly button and your base chakra. And for those that are visual, you might perceive it to be of a beautiful deep orange color, almost amber, perhaps. Some people are visual, some people feel, some people sense, some people know. Go with what you get and allow your base chakra to connect with your sacral chakra and have them both beginning to open. Now, the sacral chakra is the chakra that pertains to second density consciousness, the basics of life. a kind of simple logic, if this, then that, that allows your body to be aware. If too much carbon dioxide, then breathe in. If there's too much carbon dioxide in your blood, there's a hunger, an urge, a kind of a desperation to breathe. That's your body's intelligence. That's second density consciousness. Very smart. Just keeps you breathing whole life long. So this is second chakra intelligence. It's all of these instincts, these urges, these drives that allow your human body to continue to live, that allows the human body to procreate generation after generation, going back eons. Highly successful, highly functional. And then we, as the incarnated souls, struggle and wrestle and fight with these urges and drives. Think for a moment about sexuality and what we humans have done with sexuality. Friends, we have taken a divine gift. We have taken an interaction, an experience, a dance of love that truly is one of the paths to enlightenment. Sexuality. We've taken that and we've turned it into, my goodness, the source of all kinds of problems. We've really desecrated it. And so it's no surprise that we will have hurts in our sacral chakra in this lifetime or in others. You have almost assuredly, I can almost guarantee that you have been sexually raped, abused numerous times. It's a sad fact of this existence. You incarnate a few times, it's likely to have happened to you. Equally, very, very likely that you have been an abuser, sexual abuser. And we don't want to think about or look at, or I mean, this is such troubling stuff, so we just lock it away. Think of our relationship with food, food and eating. Such a simple, beautiful, energizing pleasure, and what have we made of it? So these drives, these urges, these instincts, we as human beings, we try and minimize them, we try and switch them off, we try and separate ourselves from them, we call them wrong, we call them animalistic. We block ourselves away and we block our sacral chakra. And so now I'd like you to breathe into your sacral chakra, draw love and healing into your sacral chakra. Bring all the positive energy that you can from the prana into your sacral chakra. And begin to allow your old blocked dross to move down into your base chakra and to let it go. And you can, if you like, you can start your stopwatch. And for the next 15 minutes, you are going to be with all of this. Allow what arises to arise. The awareness of hurts and abuses, the awareness of places where you've hated and judged your body, this lifetime, lifetimes past, where you've found your body to be a prison, to be a profane object of disgust. Visit your shame, your guilt, your hurt, your wrongness with all of these things. Visit it, but keep breathing into it, keep going there. Have the courage, instead of always trying to turn away and not look, go there and look and allow yourself to feel and to let go of all that no longer serves you. Do that for 15 minutes with compassionate, kind love for yourself. And I will see you again tomorrow.